Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, dass Yevamis, Perik Dawid, Mishnah Ches. Okay, so in the previous Mishnah, in Mishnah Zion, we learned that Kroivas Chalutzasai, the relative of his Chalutza, Shimon gave Chalitza to Rachel, and Rachel's relatives are also to Shem. That's an Issa Midrabanan, because the halacha is that if someone divorces his wife, her relatives are usher. So Mimela, we don't want people to get confused. Chazal said, Krevis Chalutzasa is usher as well. So Zakta the Mishnah. Mishnah Ches. Hacholetz Liyavimtai. We have two brothers. Guess what their names are? Yes, Reuven and Shimon. And who's Reuven married to? Ah, Rachel, right. Reuven dies. Like I told you, don't worry, he'll be back. But for our Mishnah right now, Reuven dies. Shimon gives chalitza. Okay, Shimon takes chalitza from Rachel. So Rachel is chalutzasai. Vinosa achiv. Now Levi, who is Shimon's brother, he marries Esachoisa. He marries Leah, who is a sister of Rachel, who is the chalutza of Shimon. Is Levi allowed to do it? Yes. We learned that in the previous Mishnah. Problem is, Umes, Levi now died. And we mean died without children. So now Leah, who is the sister of his chalutza, because he already gave chalitza to Rachel, falls now to Shimon. The dinner says the Mishnah, chaletzes, v'loi misyavemes. Shimon's going to have to go through chalitza again. Yivam is not an option. The reason? Leah is usher to Shimon, midrabanan, because she's the sister of a woman that he had chalitza with. She's a chais chalutzasai. And whenever you have someone that's awesome, and the rabbanon, the halacha is, there's no yivum, but chalitza is necessary, because min ha-Torah, he's supposed to be miyavim her. V'chein zok the Mishnah Vayter, amagarish es ishtoi. Let's say Reuven divorces Rachel. V'nosa achiv es ha-chais, and now Reuven's brother Shimon marries Leah, Rachel's sister. Umes, and now Shimon dies. And again, dies without children. So now Leah falls to Reuven. But Reuven was married to Rachel. Even though he divorced her, he was married to Rachel. And now it's his wife's sister that is falling to him, Leiva. In this case, not only is he not going to be Meyavim, but even Chalitza is not necessary. Herezu, Leah, in this case, is Petura min ha-chalitza u-min ha-yivam. Because she is also to Reuven, Leah is also to Reuven, and Isser Erevim min ha-toira al tzachos ishtoi. He already divorced her, it doesn't make a difference. Actually, the Batanura says, he quotes this from the Gemara, that really we should read the Mishnah, this is our Chazar on the Mishnah as well. Shimon gives chalitza to Rachel, then Levi marries Leah. And Levi dies, so Leah is now achos chalutzasai. Then it's choletzes lemis yevemes. But instead of a chen hamagarish, the Mishnah should read avol. But if Reuven divorced Rachel, and then Shimon marries Leah, and now Shimon dies, Reuven has no yivam relationship at all with Leah, because she is his ex-wife's sister. So instead of a chen, it should be avol. But and therefore, in this case, not even chalitza would be necessary. Rezu petura, Leah would be pater min ha-chalitza u-min ha-yivum.